Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, good morning, wherever you're dialing in from. Welcome to the Living by Design Show. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and I am your host for the next 30 minutes here on the Living by Design Show. We have a magnificent show in tap for you today. And ladies, before I bring my guest on the line, I have a special announcement for you, my loyal listeners.
Ladies, get ready for an evening of love and life with Eric Benet.
This world ain't nothing but crazy.
Coming to the Living by Design show on Wednesday, April 17th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. This appreciation show is designed for our loyal listeners, and Eric is coming to talk to you. Call in and speak to the R&B love crooner, Mr. Eric Benet, on Wednesday, April 17th. Don't miss it, because it'll be an evening to remember.
All right. Now, I know anyone who has heard Eric sing that song will definitely want to be on the show that night, because you can dial in to 646-478-3060 and speak directly to Mr. Eric Benet. That is just for you ladies, and of course for the guys who want to listen in too. It's for you just as well. All right, moving on to our guest for the evening. We have a great show for you tonight. We have Mr. Joel Sims, also known as Dr. Mo. And Dr. Mo has spent 20-plus years designing his unique, one-of-a-kind approach to life success. It's called the Momentum Mind, and there's quite a bit behind that, and I'm going to let him talk to you when he comes on the line. His experience and education are extensive, and so is his belief that success is available to all who are committed to their life goals and life improvements. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to bring on the line my guest for the evening, Mr. Joel Sims, also known as Dr. Mo. Hello, Dr. Mo. How are you doing? Can you hear me, Dr. Mo?
I can.
Hey, how are you doing this evening?
I'm great. How about you?
I am great. I am really happy to be talking to you and that you're joining us on the show tonight, because I am very, very impressed with your approach to life success, and I'm so excited that you're going to be talking to us about this process. Now, and I first want you to just kind of go ahead and you know, introduce yourself. I know I didn't give you too big of an introduction because I didn't want to steal your thunder. So yeah, just give our listeners a little bit more about Dr. Mo.
Thank you, Kathy. Before I get going, I want to tell you it's a real honor to be with you and with your audience. Thank you. Here's a little bit of a Dr. Mo pen sketch. I live in Canada. I live in Toronto. Beautiful, this evening, beautiful, sunny Toronto. And have been living here for about 30 years. I'm a Canadian. I have been active in the mental health and the mental fitness area for about 20 years, and spent 20 years before that working in business. Ever since I can remember, I've been looking for ways to improve and to have more success in my life and to feel as good as I possibly can. In my life, I've usually done well. However, on occasions, I've experienced rough patches. And many people who know me have remarked that that they thought that I dealt really well with these kinds of situations, that I showed a kind of resilience and an ability to bounce back and to keep moving forward no matter what was going on. I decided about 20 years ago that I was going to take a deeper look into, I call it the area of how to deal constructively with what life serves up to us. And I combined my first 20 years in business and life and education and have built the Momentum Mind approach to well-being. That's just a touch of Dr. Mo up until today.
Excellent, excellent. I love that name, the Momentum Mind, because we all know that the mind is a very, very, very powerful entity, and there's so many aspects of our psyche and our psychology and how we think, feel, believe, behave, and all of these things. So I absolutely love that that the way you call it, the Momentum Mind. So let's talk a little bit about the Momentum Mind, the approach to thinking, feeling, and achieving, because I know it's kind of at the core of what you actually do. So let's talk, let's go into that a little bit deeper.
Yeah, so I'll let you know where that title, Momentum Mind, came from.
Okay.
When I was a university student, I had two particular passions. One was physics, and the other was psychology. I have an undergraduate degree in psychology and a PhD in psychology. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a physics professor. That having been said, I was always interested in what I would call the laws of the universe. And early on, I began to have a sense that the laws of the universe don't only apply to the physical aspects of the universe. They apply to everything, including you and me. And so I started to look at, I would say, the aspects of theoretical physics. What is momentum? And I'll just let you know that if we looked into a book on physics, it would tell us that a body in motion will continue in motion in the direction of motion forever when not acted upon by outside forces. That's theoretical physics, and that's a definition of momentum, a body in motion. I wanted to take a look at what is human momentum. That is, what is it that we need to do in order to be able to keep on going no matter what in life? In theoretical physics, there are no forces acting upon a body. But in reality, there are forces. In the physical world, we know about gravity. We know about friction. And we can look at the equivalence in our human experience. We too have friction. Friction is all those things, all those variables that are in our lives, all those situations in our lives, which don't line up perfectly with where we're starting and where we want to get to. Momentum Mind, for me, has been a learning of and then a sharing of the skills and the principles. How do we use this powerful entity called our mind to deal constructively with whatever is out there? How do we deal with it in a positive way? How do we deal with it in a way that is realistic and optimistic and resilient? And so I've built a website, I've built a training course, I've built a range of features to help people learn how to think in a way where momentum is where it's at, that whatever they want to achieve, they will, that they use their mind for their own positive purposes and achieve.
Yeah, I really love that because my theme this month is overcoming obstacles, because we all know that change is extremely difficult. Change is one of those things. I mean, we all have evolved over time, and we all have grown with so many different significant changes. I mean, if you just look at the mobile technology, just one piece of a change that has evolved over time, and we have evolved with it. But with that said, we still seem to resist change so heavily. So that's really the biggest piece I want to kind of dig into and just talk a little bit about how your momentum mind and maintaining your momentum can help people with just being less resistant to change and being more open to achieving their goals and living a life of fulfillment.
You know, again, I'm just going to give a short basis in physics. I would say that the opposite of momentum is called inertia. Inertia is, and the law in physics says, a body at rest will remain at rest forever, unless it's acted upon by outside forces. Oh, it's the same for us. Inertia is like familiarity. It's like status quo. It's easier to remain in today's world with today's way of thinking. Change is resisted and has been resisted from the beginning of time. We can say that one of the reasons that you and I have a tendency, a natural tendency to resist change, is aside from familiarity and the habit of feeling comfortable with what we know, we have in our thinking immediate thoughts that as soon as there's change, we have a pattern of thinking that says to us, what if? And the what ifs are filled in with the blank being filled by what if and the negative. Fear is the principal reason we resist change. Another principal reason is that we don't have the skills to overcome these old ways of thinking. It's our way of thinking that keeps us stuck.
Right.
And with the Momentum Mind program, we teach people how to listen to their thinking, be able to recognize what they're telling themselves that actually stop them cold, and to learn to replace the old patterns of thinking, the stuck thinking, with new momentum thinking.
And that's exactly what I actually talk about in my latest book, which is entitled Life, Love, and Life, is because we do get so caught up in our self-talk, and because our self-talk becomes so powerful, now all of a sudden we've got to put on a mask to maintain this charade or this image that is not really who we want to be. It's the image that we have created for ourselves. And I even say in the book, who wakes up in the morning to say, oh, I want to be miserable and I want to be unhappy and I want to just look for distress? No one says that, but that's exactly the behavior that we engage in. Exactly what we don't want is what we have in our minds all the time. So if we could just learn how to focus our attention on what we do want versus what we don't want. I don't know why, but people always think about, oh, I don't want to go into work today. Oh, I don't want to be bothered with traffic. I don't want this. I don't want that. But they can't focus their thoughts on what they do want.
Those are habits. We learn early on in life. The word no is mentioned to us perhaps 10 times, 20 times, 50 times as many times as we hear yes. The child is told what not to do. The child isn't reinforced in terms of, yes, that's great, yes, that's great, yes, that's great. What we're busy telling them is where not to go and what not to do. No, no, no. No, it's natural that no is the word that is the dominant one that comes up first when we think of anything, including change. No, I'm afraid of that. No, it's unfamiliar. No, what's going to happen? Now, what
that's
we want
a very
to do...
good point. It's valid, yeah.
You know, what we want to do is, and what I do in our programs, is my research, along with the research of so many psychologists over an extended period of time, approaching 60 years now, what we've discovered is that there are a small number of repetitive thinking patterns. I've identified 16 of them, that are a part of our normal everyday thinking, and few of us are aware of the fact that we are saying these things to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
When we learn how to listen to our thinking in difficult situations, we uncover these powerful negative thinking patterns. and on the website, in our training programs, in the coaching we do, in the online stuff that I do, I help people to learn how to think, learn how to listen, learn to become skilled at replacing these old self-limiting thinking habits with ones that open up achievement possibilities, that open up the positive end of life.
Right. And I also want to add, too, that a lot of the clients that I work with, it's very important that you understand the difference in commitment and interest. Because if you're interested in, let's just check this out, and you know, I may see what it, I mean, interest, you're going to do what's convenient. And if you're committed, you're going to do what it takes. So you've got to first make the decision that you're committed to wanting to change these self-defeating patterns and behavior, your behavior patterns that you've gotten yourself into, and realize that it is a process. It's not going to change overnight, that it can change and it will change. But it took you years. I don't know how old you are, but whoever is listening, my listeners, but it took you many years to get into these behavior patterns. So it's going to take a while for you to just be consistent and committed and stick with it, and it will work. It will work. We are walking examples that it will work, because I was in that stinking thinking mindset, and I'm where I am now.
And so was I. You know, I echo what you say, Kathy. You know, when you talk about process, early on in life, we learn what people around us say. We learn content. We do not learn process. We know what to think. We don't know how to think. How is a skill. And when we become skilled thinkers, we can actually become aware of our thoughts and make the choice as to whether what we just thought is a thought that we are going to continue to think or to replace it. We can actually offer ourselves alternatives and then notice that when we think a different thought, we feel a different feeling. And when we feel a different feeling, we do a different action. We learn that it's not things out there that are causing our dismay, that it's our thoughts about those things out there. And we learn to become more skilled, to deal more constructively with what is out there. I have...
Yeah, I love what you just said about we learn content, we don't learn process. That is very powerful.
Yeah, I again echo back to you. These are, you know, the things that I'm sharing are the things that have been shared with me. Yeah, certainly. And I've applied myself, I've discovered. This world that we're in is filled with treasures. That's a way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who are in the midst of treasures and think they're in a desert. And I know people who are in a desert and regard it as the Garden of Eden. It's all a matter of what you tell yourself and believe.
That is so true. Your outlook will be your outcome. There was a time in my life when I was in a massively successful corporate career, making tons of hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I was miserable. Miserable. And that's another thing I want to talk about is passion, because when we can discover our passions and our purpose, you may think you're making money where you are, but if you're miserable doing it, it's not where you're supposed to be. Because
really,
when
who
I
needs
got
it?
The courage, when I got the courage to move out of that space and move into the place where I knew I was passionate about and I was being drawn and pulled toward that, and then when I, you know, just went ahead and accepted the call, my life took off in directions that I can't even begin to explain. So I know this is true because I've lived it. It's my testimony. It is exactly what I know. I'm a walking testimony.
I echo, I agree. For me, a way to become more passionate or passionate again is to watch young children. Watch how wide their eyes are open. Watch the awe that is exuding from them. Youngsters are beginners. and they have beginner's mind. Mm-hmm. Momentum mind is beginner's mind, mm-hmm. the mind that's open to receive. And I wrote something yesterday that I posted, and I'd like to share it with your audience.
Absolutely.
I was thinking about my own life. In June, I'm going to have the delight of my 66th birthday. I find it amazing just to think about that as a reality. Mm-hmm. 66 years. I'm such a fortunate character, and I look forward to so many more years. I'm fortunate in so many ways. I have a wonderful wife and wonderful kids. And 5.5 years ago, a delightful, beautiful granddaughter, our little Lily. So I wrote this. My vision and purpose for the rest of my days, really simple. The only reason I am here on Earth is to receive light and share light. My plan is to share this message with the world. My website, maintainmomentum.com, is my action in that direction. That's my passion. And I want to share my passion and teach others to connect back to that original stuff. It's there inside of us. And when we're connected to it and love what we do, that's where it's at.
Absolutely. And any opportunity that I have to help people discover their passions, because I know that's something that, you know, a lot of my clients say, well, I don't know what I'm passionate about. And sometimes it's just as simple as just throw yourself in a process called self-discovery. What is it that just really makes you jump out of bed every morning? What are your hobbies? What is it that just really resonates with you? What just really fuels your soul? And that's where your passions lie, because if you can discover and uncover what those are, if you follow your passions, they will lead you in the right direction, because my life started out by allowing everyone else to own my identity. You need to do this. You should take this job. You should go there. And I did those things, and I was not living a life of purpose and passion. And now that I am, it's so, so different. So I totally agree with you, with your vision. We must have a vision for our lives, because if we don't design our lives, someone else would do it for us, and we're not going to like the outcome.
Yeah, we won't necessarily like the outcome, and we certainly won't feel the feeling of ownership of the outcome. Best laid plans of mice and men, better that we are the ones who lay the plans. We can always make changes along the plan. You know, when I think about vision, when I think about goals, when I think about achievement, when I think about longer term, my way of thinking is I, again, am process-oriented more than content-oriented. It's not what I will achieve. It's how I will achieve it.
Right.
I want to achieve it in a virtuous way, in a value-driven way, in a fine way.
Right.
I want the people to talk about me in my present and in my future, about how I did it, not what I accumulated. It's how I did what I did and how I shared it. How is where it's at for me.
Yes. And you know, that is a very good point, because one of the things that I like to do in my workshop sometimes is I ask people to write their eulogy.
Mm-hmm. And so do I.
Do you?
I do.
I love that process, because it helps people to, all of a sudden, they realize the priorities in life and what is really meaningful. And not once, Dr. Mo, have I seen someone who talks about their position, their status, their title, their corner office, their possessions and their cars and their stuff. It's all about the difference that they want to make in the life of someone else, their loved ones. It's always things that are non-tangible, and I love that process, because it's very, very powerful.
Again, I agree with you. And I think that when we do what we love, the process is called flow.
Yes.
And when we're in flow, we forget about everything that is unimportant, and we have a unity consciousness, a unity way of thinking. We are a part of what we're doing, and what we're doing is a reflection of us. It's a
mm-hmm.
wonderful place to be in.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I just want to, you know, see we're coming up on our last 5 minutes of the show, so could you please just, you know, take a couple of seconds to talk about your website? I do know that you have an opportunity for a trial period for people to sign up and just, you know, have an opportunity to see what it is that you're offering with your Momentum
mm-hmm.
service. So just talk a little bit about that.
I actually have an announcement to make on your show, and that is that the concept of trial, I decided in the last 3 or 4 days, no longer trial. Our website is constructed with a model that is there is a membership, and then there are services. Up until now, there was a free membership, and then there was a premium membership. I'm telling all of your audience as of today, membership is free. There is no necessity for a trial. We have not made that change on the site yet. If anybody is interested in taking a look and signing up, the website is www.maintainmomentum.com. And I have an email address, which is Dr. Mo, that is DRMO at maintainmomentum.com. And if anybody wants to sign up for this free membership, and it's not going to change to a fee membership, it's free, they can email me. I'll email them a promo code, and then they can get on for free and can taste. One of the great parts of the website is as soon as you enroll, the following morning, you begin to receive an email from me, which is called AMMO, AM Momentum, AMMO, a way to get going at the beginning of the day. Just another small piece, we've created what I think is a really great Facebook page, and it is at facebook.com/maintainmomentum. I post there every day. And the beginning of April, we started a challenge on the Facebook page, which is called the April Sun Arise Challenge, a challenge to get up earlier and do healthy things to begin your day. There's so much more. I'd love people to connect with me. I'd love to connect with them. I want to share the Mo.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Mo. That is an amazing gift. And I know a lot of people are absolutely going to take advantage of that, me included. So
excellent.
I really, really appreciate that. Now, let me just tell you this. We have millions of listeners who, listen to the archive because our shows are available 24/7 for our archive download. So is this a time-sensitive offer, or just mention that so that we'll know?
This is a forever offer. From this moment forward, membership on Maintain Momentum is free. I want to build something that I call Mo Nation, a community
of individuals
dedicated to helping one another create and maintain momentum. And just a last tidbit. Along with this free offer, we will begin shortly in a day or two to make an offer to anybody who is going through a tough time, financial tough time, career tough time, employment, unemployment tough time, somebody who wants to find something or really to be able to do something that they're passionate about, that they love. I want to help them. And for those people, again, I am going to make a free offer. We have a training program. It's got a price attached to it. Anybody who is going through a tough time, I want to help you now. And I'm going to eliminate the price. No cost to you. Again, get in touch with me, and I'm going to give you a promo code. And you can get a 35-lesson program that is online, interactive, and it will be free. Free
that
because
is,
I want to share the Mo.
That, That is absolutely awesome. And unfortunately, we're running out of time. We're coming up on our last 10 seconds. But Dr. Mo, thank you so much. And if you didn't get all of that, please email me, Kathy, at chollywoodhill.com, and we'll make sure you get all the information. And I'm going to leave you with this quote because it's very powerful, and I love quotes. Life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. I'm going to leave you with that, and I thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Mo. Thank you. You've been amazing, and we will see you same time next week here on the Living by Design Show. Good night, everyone.